This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and we have a couple of guests to introduce to you this morning. Stephen Hoyt is the Scout Executive at the Seneca Waterways Council. Stephen, welcome to the broadcast. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
Our pleasure. Love to have you. Glad to have you back. Jack Janish, is that how you pronounce your last name, Jack?
Yes, it is.
You are an Eagle Scout troop. You're a member of Eagle Scout Troop 208, and you're from Fairport. And welcome to the program.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about scouting this morning, obviously. Let's give out some information. Stephen, what's the website folks should go to if they want more information about scouting? We'll begin there.
Yeah, so just information about scouting, SenecaWaterways.org is our website.
Okay.
And if you just want information about the program and what we're doing, that's always a great place to start. You got people who say, I want to put my kids in the program and learn more about programs in my area. I always say, you go to bascout.org. That works anywhere in the country. You type in your zip code, and you can find out about scout units in your neighborhood and programs for your son or daughter.
Gotcha.
And then, obviously, today we're going to talk a little bit about 21 Stories, and that's a whole different website, which you can link to off our SenecaWaterways.org or straight up its own. It's 21storiesforscouts.org. That's a numerical 2-1.
A lot of websites there, but we will repeat them throughout the broadcast for sure. So let's talk. You mentioned 21 Stories for Scouts, and we love this. I've taken part in this a couple of times. This is pretty cool. Tell us about it, how it got started, and what's going on, when it is, and all the information we need to know.
Yeah, so I guess 14 years ago, we merged our office in Rochester with the Boy Scout office in Geneva, and we were kind of looking at our fundraising events and what do we want to do and do something fun and unique. And we came on this one time we thought was going to be a cool PR stunt where we're going to rappel down the outside of a building in the city, raise some money for our kids in the inner city, have a great time doing it. And we just fell in love with the event. So we named it 21 Stories for Scouts because at the time we were rappelling down 21 stories for the First Federal Plaza. And we have had so much fun with this event every year that we've kind of brought it back. And now we're going into our 14th year doing this. We've moved now to Kodak Tower. This year, the event happens on May 12th, and we'll give about 100 people the exciting opportunity to rappel down the outside of Kodak Tower, right from the balconies, right below the Kodak letters, to ground level.
So tell me, which is scarier, the old building you guys were at, that's where I did it, or the Kodak Tower?
Yeah, everybody tells me Kodak is a little more challenging.
Okay.
Since we started the company that we engage with, the Over the Edge company, they've changed the apparatuses for the rappelling unit for your wrist or your hands, and so it's actually a little easier to rappel now than it was 10 years ago. But so for a lot of people who've done it, you know. For the first couple of years when I first Federal and they come back now, it used to be a squeeze mechanism. So, you know, maybe think of those old strength squeeze mechanisms you'd use to kind of build up strength in your wrist. That's kind of what it was like. You would squeeze, relieve tension on the rope, and it would allow you to descend. Now it's a lever. It makes it so much easier.
Oh, that's nice.
To have that rappel. So I think First Federal Plaza is all glass. So when it's raining, it's slippery. Whereas Kodak concrete structure is easy, but you got two balconies to get over right off the bat. So a little more technical in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But you're focused on this, you know, when you're first rappelling, you've kind of gone through training and you're really focused on the mechanics of the experience for the first couple of floors. So most of people have said it hasn't been an issue whatsoever because they're just really focused on, okay, lift the rope, pull the lever, release some tension so they can rappel, kind of really focused on getting those mechanics of making the rappel work. But it's, again, it's absolute ball and delight, adrenaline rush. Sure.
It is a blast. We're talking 240 feet. And what's wild is, you know, I'd never done any rappelling before, but I'd spoken to people who had. And you usually when you're rappelling, you're out like in the wild, you know, you're going down the face of a rock or whatever, something like that. It's something different to do it actually downtown in a city, you know, especially on a landmark, I would think, like the Kodak Tower that is just so, I mean, that is iconic in Rochester. And here you are rappelling down it. It's a really unique opportunity.
Well, absolutely. And quite honestly, to get to walk through Kodak Tower is absolutely so cool. You know, and so we take over the boardroom, becomes the training room where we prep, and one of the other large conference rooms we take over for kind of the gear up room where people get all in their harnesses and what have you. And then you make your way all the way up to the 19th floor through all the executive suites and out onto the balcony. So it's kind of cool just to have the tour of the building unto itself. And you know, and obviously one of the older buildings in the city. So it's just a really neat experience to be there and see the construction inside. And then you kind of stand on the balcony, you get, you know, the view is just phenomenal, right? So you're overlooking Red Wing Stadium and High Falls at the same time.
Pretty remarkable. And if you do this, the Kodak Tower, you'll probably be one of the few people who've ever just ridden the elevator up and then not taken it back down. I mean, it's...
That's true.
It does put you in an elite class that way. If somebody's interested in taking part in 21 Stories for Scouts, how does it work? Teams, sponsors, individuals? Well, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we kind of joke, it's sort of like a walk-a-thon on the side of a building. So people raise $1,100 for the opportunity to rappel. You know, some people will write a check. Some people come in with their company. They'll come in as a team of six. And the rappel is a group, and which is kind of cool because now they're fundraising in a group. So the people that are overachievers are helping offset those who might struggle a little. But we also have a lot of people come in as individuals, and they'll go and they'll sign up on our website at 21storiesforscouts.org. They will create an account there and then start e-blasting all their friends who will come give them pledges. And then a lot of people, most people actually, get pretty lucky. And with the first couple of days, they get more than they need to hit the minimum and go and have the experience.
That's pretty wild. So you'll wake up that morning on May 12th. If you haven't taken part, chances are you'll wake up, you'll turn on the TV, and you'll see the TV stations all, you know, covering this, and you'll be like, this is what they were talking about. Then you'll think, next year I want to do this. So we're trying to get you ahead of the curve here and get you into it this year. The website again is 21storiesforscouts.org to get more information. This is a big fundraiser for you guys, right?
Absolutely. And we really started as a way to, you know, raise money to help support our kids in our inner city. And that's really now expanded to kind of low-income families all over our five-county area. And it's been really the number one fundraiser we've used to help guarantee that kids who are in kind of these low-economic communities who can't experience scouting get to have the same opportunity as any other family.
That's pretty awesome. 21storiesforscouts.org. And so if you're listening right now and you just want to give generically to this, maybe to sponsor somebody to go, you can do that at 21storiesforscouts.org.
Absolutely. And you can see all the rappellers that are there, and you know, you can see how far they are away from their goal. You can just pick one. Some of them have compelling arguments why it should be them, which is kind of cool. And you could sponsor one of the people that are almost to their goal or getting closer to it. They would be most appreciative. But if you would like to sign up, you know, there's still room to do that. Though you pointed out, you know, the kind of the overflow from one year to the next, you know, we're still a good ways from the event and, you know, a month away or a little less. And then, but with that, you know, we're down to 15 spots still open. So it's most of the early spots for that event come from last year's group. People, either I'm coming back or, you know, my wife repels or now I'm repelling or something like that. So a family member had that experience and I want to do it too. So there tends to be that current year repellers tend to make up a very large group, friends and family of the next year's repelling group. So if you want to get in, either it's now the time or you kind of get that early step into the communication so you're on next year's rappel list.
Yeah, we're talking about 21 Stories for Scouts. The website is 21storiesforscouts.org. That's if you want to sign up to go and kind of, you know, set up your fundraising, or if you want to donate to help somebody else be a part of this. We're speaking with Stephen Hoyt. He's the Scout Executive for Seneca Waterways Council. You can find more about scouting at beascout.org. You can also, like I said, 21storiesforscouts.org is the website for this specific fundraiser. We also have Jack, who's been sitting very patiently on the phone. Jack, you are an Eagle Scout, is that correct?
It is correct.
All right, and you're rappelling this year, right?
Me and my dad are very close to our goal, so very much hoping to.
Yeah, so have you done this before, or is this your first venture down the outside of a building?
It is my first time going down the outside of a building, but it seems like it's going to be a really cool event. I think it looks awesome.
Yeah. Has your dad done rappelling before, or is this the first out for him too?
I'm sitting here next to him so I can answer. I've done rappelling on a smaller scale, nothing to this size before.
Yeah. Then you're Tim, you're Jack's father, right?
Correct.
Well, welcome to the program as well. I didn't welcome you originally. I wasn't sure if you were there, but nice to have you on the program as well. What made you guys want to do this together?
Well, we've sort of done everything together through scouting, and it seemed like a really cool opportunity, especially because we've had older boys in our troop and personal friends of mine that have done this in the past, and it always just looked awesome, and it seemed like a good thing to do together as like a final scouting adventure for me.
So tell me about your Eagle Scout. When did you earn that rank with the Boy Scouts?
So I earned that in 2022, shortly after I did my project, because that was the last thing I had left.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your project.
So I collected about 110 bikes, and then I worked in conjunction with our Community Bikes, which operates in the city of Rochester, and we repaired those bikes, and then we distributed them to the community, and a lot of underprivileged people were able to get a free bike.
That's pretty great. I saw the video. There was a news video. You got news coverage on your Eagle Scout project because you were recognized, right, by scouting. Was it the project of the year or something like that?
Yeah, I won the Seneca Waterways Eagle Scout Project of the Year, which was just a pretty amazing award that I was not expecting at all.
Yeah, congratulations on that. It's a lot of hard work that went into it. How did you come up with wanting to do that with the bikes for your Eagle Scout?
Well, the summer before, I had really struggled finding a personal bike for myself because they seemed to be sold out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, other people are also going through this problem, and maybe there's a way you could help. So me, her, and my dad were able to all come up with an idea together. And then I have a personal friend at our Community Bikes who was able to really help facilitate the whole project.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Do you know how many families you were able to assist through this?
I'm not sure the exact number, but I know all of the bikes have been donated to the community.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, well done, Jack, man. Well done. And you know, you meet people in life and you find out my experience is I meet people in life. Then later on, I realize, oh, they're an Eagle Scout. And then I think, yeah, I could totally see that. Like there's rarely a surprise where, oh, that guy's an Eagle Scout. It's always it fits. You know, it's a leader. It's somebody who is respected in the community. It's somebody who, you know, doesn't back away and let other people handle things. They pick it up. If there's a need, they're going to meet that need. And so it's great to know that you have those qualities, Jack. So congratulations on receiving your Eagle Scout.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Tim, let's talk to you for just one second. What does it mean for you to have your son earn that Eagle Scout ranking?
I would say, like many parents of Eagle Scouts, we're immensely proud of him. It's one of those things that becoming an Eagle Scout is not an instant gratification. It takes many years, a lot of time, a lot of camping, a lot of merit badges, a lot of leadership over an extended period of time. So you can see your son growing in what he's able to accomplish, how he's able to help others, and to have it culminate in a long journey with an Eagle Project is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Tim, were you an Eagle Scout or a Boy Scout? Were you involved in scouting, I guess I should say, when you were younger?
I was not involved in scouting at all. We were introduced to it once Jack started elementary school, and he joined a Cub Scout pack. And we just stuck with it and blossomed into it from there. And then scouting, I can tell you, has been an amazing experience for both Jack and our family. It's what they do and how they do it has just been amazing. And we're so happy that we're able to give back any way we can.
And this is going to be pretty cool to be able to share this in this fundraising of the 21 Stories for Scouts along with Jack and get to rappel down the Kodak Tower.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Who do you think's more nervous, you or Jack?
I think it's too early to tell.
Okay.
I think we're both kind of adventure type people. A little bit of an adrenaline junkie. So I'm looking forward to it, and I think it would be an awesome experience for both of us. I'm not worried about it yet. I may have different opinions when we're out on the balcony looking out over 21 stories.
Yeah.
I think my mom is the most nervous. Yes.
That I believe. That I believe. I love it. I gotta tell you, I'm no expert in rappelling, but doing it twice, mentally, inside the building, you're doing the training. It's a little nerve-wracking, you know, they're going through all these things, so I got to pay attention, but there's nothing like actually getting out on the ledge and then just like that leaning backwards with the city skyline right there. It is the most surreal feeling I think I've ever felt, and that is the moment where it's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And like Steven said, you know, the first three floors you go down, you're really focusing on the technical side of it, and then after that, you just love it, and you're just soaking it up, so that's really cool you guys get to do that together.
Yeah, it's awesome. Definitely looking forward to it. Yeah, me too.
So we're talking with Stephen Hoyt, Scout Executive of Seneca Waterways Council. We've got Jack and Tim Janish. Jack is an Eagle Scout. And if you want to learn more about scouting, the website is beascout.org. You put in your zip code, I think, is what Stephen said. And you can find more information about scouting here in Rochester. If you want to learn more about 21 Stories for Scouts, whether it's either you want to rappel or you want to make a donation to help other people achieve that experience, 21storiesforscouts.org, and it's all a fundraiser for scouting here in Rochester. So, Jack, let's talk to you a second. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. All right. Oh, look, 16. My gosh. What's next for you, man? What do you plan on doing? You know, I figured you're going to college this next year, but you got a few years before you head off to college. What are your plans?
Well, still kind of figuring out a little bit, but I'm thinking mechanical engineering.
That's a good one. That's a good one right there.
Not really sure about schools yet, though.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel that scouting has prepared you? Like, how do you feel it's helped you mature and you know, take on leadership qualities? Have you picked up on those things through scouting?
I think I have. I think just getting the opportunity to be in a leadership position and truly having to lead a group of like 15 to 20 people just really opens your eyes and gives you a lot of experience and practical on the job training of what you really have to do.
Do you think when you were younger, could you do some self-analysis when you think back to when you were younger? Maybe your dad can weigh in on this. Do you think you're a natural leader, or do you think that there were things that you learned in scouting that kind of strengthened that and made you become a better leader than otherwise would have naturally happened?
I think I was a bit of a natural leader, but scouting has definitely amplified all those qualities. And I think it's really all about the experience and just truly getting to take the reins and lead something that really helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. Nothing can prepare you for life better than the experience. I think the opportunity to, like Jack said, lead people, the opportunity to talk to people, being able to communicate to adults, your peers, people you don't know well, being able to express yourself, talk to them, you know, direct them to help you understand where you can help and where people are able to be delegated to is a great skill set to get this early in life.
Yeah.
To me, that's only going to serve you well in your adulthood and when you're, you know, in a job and dealing with what life brings you.
Yeah, well said, Tim, for sure. Stephen, back to you as we wrap things up here. What do you want to mention to our audience that maybe we haven't talked about yet, or you want to reiterate regarding the 21 Stories for Scouts or just scouting in general?
Yes, well, I think on the event, you know, first off, there's still room to get in. So if you're interested in rappelling, I would encourage you to take advantage of that. Inevitably, we tend to always fill up before we get to the event. So if you're interested, you know, go to that 21storiesforscouts.org and sign up for a spot before they all get sold out. And, you know, we couldn't do this event without Kodak and Kodak Alaris, the two sides there. I mean, Kodak obviously provides facility, you know, even MCC with the landing zone. And then Kodak Alaris, who just has been phenomenal with the photo collage and experience and what we give the individual rappellers. So they've been great partners to make this event all possible.
That's fantastic to hear. You want to get your son or daughter, you want to get your kids involved in this, beascout.org is the website, beascout.org. If you want to learn specifically more about either rappelling yourself or making it happen for somebody else, 21storiesforscouts.org is the website. Stephen Hoyt, Scout Executive, Seneca Waterways Council. We appreciate your time as always. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Stephen.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And Jack and Tim, we appreciate you guys as well. Tim, you got to be real proud of this young man, and he's got a bright future. And it's really cool you guys have become closer through scouting, and that you're going to be going down the side of a pretty massive building together. And that's surely something you guys will never forget.
Yeah. Thank you for your kind words. Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.